Tonight's shiur, Siman Tovrei Sadi Dalid, Din Ma'os Purim La'aniyim. The halacha of giving money on Purim, or money for Purim to aniyim, Sif Aleph. Chayov kol odom liten lefachos shtei matanos v'shnei aniyim. Every person is required to give a minimum of two gifts to two aniyim, one gift per ani. The Rama adds, yesh oimim, some say, sheyesh liten koydim Purim machzis minim adbeya hakavua ba'osim makom ba'osim zman. Some say that in addition to the mitzvah matanas devyanim that the Shulchan Aruch is referring to, there's an additional minig to give a machzis, half of the local currency, before Purim, zeichel of machzis hashekel shall you notice them Adar, to remember the machzis hashekel that was given in Adar. And since the Torah refers to the donations as truma three times in the parasha, you should give three of these half coins. They should be given the night of Purim, before Mincha. That is the minig in our land. One should give three half of the large coins in our land. It's the only coin that has a half as part of its name. If you're in Austria, you can give three half wiener coins that are also have the name machzis. And so too in every country, if you have a half dollar, you give a half dollar. The requirement is for those who are 20 and over. And some say that you should give an additional machzis shekel for tzedakah besides these three. That's not our minhag. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph. We start with the halach of Atanas Devyonim. Kol Adam Bein Ish Bein Isha, every person, man or woman, even someone who's poor and he's supported from tzedakah, many achronim hold there's a requirement for them to give matanas levyonim from what they receive. The Be'er Halacha points out an onim fras min tzedakah tzorach iyun if he has a chiyuv machzis hashekel. Matanas levyonim, he has a chiyuv. Machzis hashekel is not so poshut. The requirement is to give a minimum of two gifts to two aniyim. This gift can be food, it can be money. But the Pimigodim writes, haven't found what is the amount you're supposed to give. If you look in the Ritva's Chidushim, he writes, Afilu shtei prutos, even two small coins, the shava pruta chashuv matana. Because in halachic terms, one shava pruta is already a gift, avalo b'pachos, but not less. So you give one pruta to each ani, so it's a total of two prutos. The shari tshuva takes issue with this psak and says, no, you're not going to be yotze with two prutas. You have to give a minimum of three kebeya worth of food or money to buy that much food per ani. If you exchange meals with a friend, you can fulfill the requirement of matanas levyonim by that. Therefore, if someone is poor and sustained from charity, he should give two gifts to two poor people. They could in turn give it back to him and be yotze their mitzvah. Od kasev, it's further written, the proper way to fulfill the mitzvah matanas levyonim is to give the poor person something he can benefit from on Purim itself, ma'achol, either food, o ma'o sheyuchal lahotzi b'Purim, or money he could spend on his Purim expenses. So if katan gimel, yes.
Can you give it to a katan?
Bring in the notes, if the katan is an evyon, I believe you can fulfill the mitzvah by giving to him. Sifkan Gimel, Shtei Matanos, Zehu Midina. The minimum, the halacha requires two gifts. Alba emes mutu v'harbas v'atanos evyonim v'harbas besudaso u'bishluach manos tabayav. But really, it's preferable to give more matanos evyonim than the amount you spend on your su'uda and mishlach manos. Shein simcha gedoyle mufo'ara ela sameach lev aniyim yisom v'almanos. Because the most wonderful simcha is when you make the hearts of the poor, orphan, and widows glad. V'daim l'shchina, similar to the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu behaves, shenema l'hachios ruach shefalim l'hachios leiv nidkoim, d'ribono shel olam, revives those that are humble and downtrodden, so we should try to emulate Hashem and do the same. The gifts we give from Atanas of Yoinim have to be your own and not Meiser money. But if you give more than the minimum requirement, you can use Meiser money for that. Sifkon Dalet. The Ramah says the minig of Masa Shekel, and he says you should give it the night of Purim. In our land, we give it in the morning of Purim before Megillah Leinim. The achsh of noag elitim masah shekel kodem mincha. Now the minig is to give it before mincha. Ubashachris maos megillah. In the morning we give separate money called maos megillah. So typically we have the masah shekel out on Tainas Esther by mincha time, and people can give it from then through Purim itself. Sifkatan hey, who gives? The Ramah says we've been asim ulamala from 20 years old and up. Zelu das or avadi bar tenura. That is the view of the bar tenura. However, Tosfos Yontif disagrees and says the Poskim argue on this with Sfirlo, and they hold as soon as a boy is bar mitzvah, he's an adult, he should give machzah shekel. The Rabbah Kosev the Kol Zem Yak Medina. Eli Rabbah says that's the Iker Haloch Ala Miniku, but ultimately the minig is the Tenafil about Banav HaKatar that we give machzah shekel even for our young children. The Ish Muberes Bad Vladon, even a pregnant woman, you'll give extra for the unborn child. Isa b'mishnah, the Mishnah says, kol katan shehischal aviv l'shkol ayado, shuv ein aposek. If a parent starts giving machzah shekel for a child, then that becomes a minig, perpetuates that he has to continue giving machzah shekel for that child.
It doesn't say who you're giving it to.
Correct. It's not saying where the money goes. The machzah shekel ultimately is tzedakah and can go to a variety of places. It's definitely going to be a tzedakah, absolutely. So if base, ein mishanin ma'os purim l'tzedakah cheres, money designated for Purim is not changed for any other cause. V'davka hagaboyim, Dramos says this is the rule for the ones who collect the money. Avla ani, the recipient of the money, yachlas es v'ashi yitz, he can do whatever he wants with the money. Mishtabur sevkar nevav, ein mishanin ma'os purim, hainu. The gaboyim who collect the money to distribute for the poor on Purim they should have for the suda cannot change the purpose of that money. Lomer and say dayan bepachos, they have enough; they'll make do with a smaller meal. For most people, the kishal stock, let the rest of it go for general charity. They can't do that. Take all the money and buy the best cuts of meat, the calves, beef, whatever it is, whatever's left over, you didn't eat on Purim, you can sell, and then use that revenue from the excess that you sell for tzedakah. Money that he intended to distribute to the poor on Purim, he cannot change his plan. Vatam, the reason is the sphere that he holds is tzedakah yishlo din hektish. That tzedakah is comparable to hektish. V'chay l'kayim achshavto, and therefore even his thought makes a difference, and he has to fulfill what he's thinking. Afshlo hotzi b'svasov, even if he did not specify with his mouth what he's going to do. I've seen some poskim want to say this machshava has to be with a set amount in mind. If there's a set amount of money that he thinks about, then he has to keep what he was thinking. But if he didn't even, he had an idea, I'll give some, but he never even formulated in his mind an amount. It could be that's not yet a full machshava that would bind him. Sivkon Zayin, the tzedakah acheres, so the gaboyim cannot take some of this money and siphon it to a different charity. If there's a minig in a city to give the Purim collection to the chazan, the community shamash, essentially, there's nothing wrong with that. to call a noisin and die to the minhag a noisin, because when you give, it's for the minig. Avlo nafki b'zei de matan savyonim, but you won't fulfill the mitzvah matan savyonim. Afilim a chazan hu ani, even if the chazan is poor, the kivin du b'chal sechir sechaz, because this is part of his wage. Havli pareh chovo matan savyonim. You can't pay your debt that you owe him this money with matan savyonim. Elam kein mechalkin mehemanim, unless the money is going to be then distributed to the poor. Sifkan ches v'davka hagaboyim. Now the din that you can't alter ma'os purim is a din on the gabai. As far as the city dwellers, can they determine to change the destination of the money? So the ani himself could do whatever he wants with the money. Or it's allowed me to say, after hagovim gavu hamos etzarach sudas purim, even though those who collected it collected the money for the sake of the suudan purim, mikamalkam yeshal ani rishos lohtziyin l'shat tzarachim. The ani could say, listen, I don't need beef, I'll buy chicken and get myself a pair of shoes. Right? The ani can make that decision of what he's going to do with the money. Seif gimel. In the da'akta gimel mo'ez purim, we don't get particular about our gifts of money on purim. El kol mi sheposhet yado liton nosten lo. Whoever extends his hand, we give. U'b'malkom shenogu liten af la'akum nosnin. In places that would give even non-Jews, then we give on purim to non-Jews as well. Mishnah Berurah seif karen yud. U'malkom shenogu v'chulu. Al be'ir shlo hurglu damkach, a city that does not have a minig to give money on Purim to non-Jews, zehanos and prut la'akum goes la'aniyim. Then if you would divert the money to non-Jews, essentially you're stealing from the poor. Umar ba'atzmo kilu mikayim behem matan savyonim, and you make it as if you did matan savyonim when you did not. So if you don't have the minig, you don't have the minig. If you do, you do. Why would there be such a minig? Sifkan yinaf af la'akum, those things that give to the poor non-Jews. Le'darkei shalom. There's a requirement of darkei shalom. You have to keep good terms with your non-Jewish neighbors, and therefore they would give gifts on Purim to the non-Jews as well. If Dalid, b'malkom she'ein aniyim, let's say you're in a town that's affluent or no aniyim, yachol la'akev ma'os Purim shalo la'atzmo v'nosnam b'malkom she'yirza. Then he can hold on to the money that's given to the poor on Purim and distribute it where he chooses. Mishnah Berurah sifkan yubeis, b'malkom she'ein aniyim, you saw there are no Jewish aniyim, sifkan yigimel ma'os Purim shalo, so he holds on to his ma'os Purim. What does that mean? Hainu. Masha govu kevar mimenu, the money they collected from him. Vein motzin l'chalkam, they don't have who to give it to. So the one who gave the money could say, okay, this is my charity that I wanted to go to. The yosin nir, but it seems more likely to some of that what the intent of the mechaber isn't money they collected already. Rather, masha rogel litain b'choshonot tzarchanim, the amount that he would give every year, b'tazav yoinim, he should himself, before giving it to a gabai, he will direct it to a worthwhile cause. And that's why people will send money to Eretz Yisrael. If you feel it's hard to find an Evyon in your neighborhood, which may not be so hard, but let's say you find it is hard. In Eretz Yisrael, there's no lack, unfortunately, of Evyonim. So they would divert the money to other places. Of course, your place comes first, but if in your place there's no Aniyim, then you'd send it off to somewhere else.
And how would the mitzvah be fulfilled?
So that's a good question. Pashas, it has to be filled on your day of Purim. So our postman discussed if you give it to them on their day of Purim, did you fulfill your mitzvah? But Pashtus, they would give it on the day that you have Purim.